The first thought is, why would anyone want to steal bees? Like, that sounds like a really painful idea.
Yes, seriously. Renee Ebersol is a science writer. She investigated the theft of bees for National Geographic. She says hive theft is something that keeps beekeepers up at night.
One guy said to me, you know, every time I go into the orchard or I go out to get my bees from the yard, I just sort of hold my breath to see, you know, hoping to see that they're there.
And when they're missing, it's because they were taken by someone who knows what they're doing.
You know, anybody who knows how to take care of bees could potentially steal them. But that's the thing. It's like, it's always an inside job. You have to be a beekeeper to steal bees.
So what's going on here? Why would beekeepers steal bees?
We've become so dependent on these honeybees to pollinate our crops, to help us raise food.
And that's one of the main reasons people might steal bees, because bees are a linchpin to the industry that feeds us.
Nothing is as simple as it first seems, and it's worth digging into the complicated bits.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's dig in. Back to writer Renee Ebersol.
If you sit at the border in California in late January, you'll see just one semi-truck after another coming across the border there with stacks and stacks of bee boxes.
We're talking about bee caravans hauling billions of insects. The hives come from as far away as Miami.
You see them stacked and you see like they have a sort of a netting over top of them, you know, prevents the bees from getting out and stinging someone at the rest stop.
And while it might seem dangerous to ride around with such volatile cargo, to the people involved, it's worth the risk.
When you walk into your big box or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or whoever, and you walk into this grocery store, what's the first thing you see? It's not the toilet paper aisle or the cleaning supply aisle. It's always the produce section, isn't it?
Jerry Hayes is an apiarist. That's a fancy word for beekeeper. He was the head apiarist for the state of Florida, a state that relies on honeybees for more than $4 billion worth of crops.
All those fruits, nuts, and vegetables you see in the produce section when you walk into the grocery store have had a honeybee associated with them to move that pollen to produce that fruit, nut, or vegetable. And even spinach and lettuce and kale, we don't think, well, gee whiz, you know, honeybees don't produce that. Well, yeah, they kind of do because somebody has to grow those. These will flower to produce a seed so that seed can be sold to somebody who's going to grow the lettuce or the kale or the spinach. So approximately a food worth about $20 billion in the United States is at the whim of honeybees and their beekeepers.
So basically, bees are breathing, buzzing gold. They're valuable because of how we grow apples, oranges, avocados, berries, and a lot of other food here in the U.S. We rely on monoculture.